The question was asked, could it be that part of Avram's test was the fact that he spent his life preaching against Molech, and here Hashem's telling him to do exactly what he was preaching against? So it says in the Rambam, in the Moreh Nevuchim, it says that idea, that that was part of the test. And if we could expand on it a little bit, there's a Mishnah that says there was a great sage in Am Yisrael called Akavya ben Mahalalel. And Akavya ben Mahalalel was told by the rabbis, there are these points which we disagree with you on, and if you'll only concede on these points, we'll make you the chief rabbi. Now, to be the chief rabbi meant that you could have a lot of mitzvot, you could educate all of the people, and he was obviously fit to be the chief rabbi. So Akavya ben Mahalalel said, God forbid, I disagreed with you because this is my tradition. God forbid that I should go against my tradition just so that I could be the chief rabbi of Israel. And he said, I'm not going back on my position. This is my tradition, so I won't be chief rabbi. So you'll appoint someone else. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky once said that for Akavya ben Mahalalel to stand up to all the rabbis of his time, that was a huge test. Akavya ben Mahalalel was exceptionally modest. And so when he'd wake up in the morning, he'd be plagued with thoughts. He'd start thinking, who do you think you are? Everyone else says not like you. Maybe you should give in. They're even telling you that you'll have so many mitzvot, if you only give in, you'll be the chief rabbi and you'll guide the Jewish people. And then Akavya would have to say, no, I am Akavya ben Mahalalel, and I have my tradition. And then he'd have to straighten out his jacket, so to speak, and say to himself, I know what I'm talking about. I didn't make up my case against them. This is what I heard from my teachers. This is my tradition. They don't have this tradition, and I'm right. And even though all the rabbis disagree with me, but this is my tradition. There's no high court. This isn't the time of the temple anymore. And so I'm going to stick to my tradition. And he said that this was the challenge to Akavya ben Mahalalel. The challenge was, here he was his whole life working on being a modest person, a humble person, and the easiest thing in his nature would have been to concede. The other rabbis disagree, so I'll give in. And Hashem often gives us a test where Hashem takes the trait which we've developed, we've perfected it. We're excellent at that trait, and now we have to take the exact opposite trait and use it in the service of Hashem. A person who is the most timid will suddenly find himself having to fight a war, fight a battle. Why? Because Hashem says, to perfect yourself, if you really want to be the servant of Hashem, it's not a matter of having only one trait, it's a matter of having every trait in the right amount. And so Akavya ben Mahalalel, as humble and as modest as he was, for the rest of his life, his challenge was to wake up every morning and remind himself, I know what I'm talking about. Even though everyone disagrees with me, I'm not giving in. Wasn't easy for him. By the same token, Avraham Avinu, who spent his whole life saying, God doesn't want you sacrificing your kids, God doesn't want you doing such a thing, suddenly at 137, God appears to him and says, now sacrifice your son. It was a challenge. It was a challenge exactly at the point that Avraham had been preaching his whole life. Yeah, it was a challenge. I would add one point, though, that we mentioned last night. It's not like Avram didn't daven. Avram davened and hoped and tried, and Chazal tell us that it was his tefillah, it was his prayer that caused that interpretation of the prophecy to come to fruition. Hashem gave him a prophetic vision, and we know that every prophetic vision has multiple meanings, and it could have played itself out in multiple ways. Avram davened, and Hashem said, fine, you've davened, and so I accept your tefillot. And that's how it played itself out. It's not that Avram davened for the people of Sodom and Amorah when he came to his own son. He said, okay, we don't have to say anything here. Whatever will be, will be. No, Chazal say he davened. He says, Vani v'anan ilchad kov nishtachave. What does it mean, v'nishtachave? So it says in Pirkei Rav Lezer, it means we will daven. And the Medrash says, in the merit of his prayer, they made it back alive. He davened, Yitzchak davened. They were willing to do whatever Hashem wants. But they were also willing to daven that Hashem should express to them, as Hashem did, that this wasn't what he wanted. Clear? Okay. Yes.